Good morning, y'all.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Pop Popular Demand. I'm your host, CJ Bullens. Had to clear my throat a little bit. I'm sorry about that, y'all. So we're gonna do a quick rundown today. In honor of the 50th episode, I have been struggling for a while to figure out a topic. I wanted this episode to be very, very special and something near and dear to me. Well, today I only have one topic, but it is about something very, very vital to this thing we call life. Something very vital to us. It's about transitions. In this lifetime, we have a lot of transitions, both negative and positive transitions. Some where you have to rescale, some where you have to regroup, some where you have to elevate. But all of that is a part of this thing that we call life. And I'm someone who's been going through a bit of transition in several aspects of my life where I've had to readjust, refocus, humble myself a little bit and understand what I'm working with at this time and point. But that's my intro. But that's my rundown here. And I'm going to go ahead and cue this intro. We're going to get into it. Transitions. Sometimes they can be some of the greatest breaking points through your life, and sometimes you just find yourself asking why right now, why me? That's an area where, as of lately, that's been the story. All of my transitions haven't been bad though. Some have been very, very eventful. Some have been, you know, eye-opening. What I want to talk about today is transitions. Change is a part of life. You either learn how to change or you get left behind by the change. And I think a lot of people, especially in our generation, struggle with change. We know the older generation struggles with change, but the issue is, I guess it's more of the accepting part. A lot of us have grown into, what's the word, complacency with where we're at. A lot of people don't really look to expand on the skills that they're sitting on. I know so many men and women that are very talented at what they do. Men, cutting hair, putting together houses, but they don't ever want to be anything more than a worker. And there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you feel like your calling is, you don't really feel like you want the responsibility of being a boss. I know women now, they're great at crocheting. They can make just about anything you want, whether it be hats, beanies, shirts, but they don't believe enough in themselves to actually sell that product. They do it as a hobby. Same thing with people who paint. Any talent, honestly, I think it's more prevalent for us when it comes to hair, the crocheting thing. We have so many people, music too. Music's a big one where they're sitting on all these unreleased songs, they're sitting on all these projects, and they just won't drop it because they're scared of failure. Part of transitioning comes with either taking a step back or taking a step forward. I'm one of those people that believes being in neutral or being in park is probably one of the worst things you can do. For a majority of the people that are listening to this podcast, we are in our 20s. Some of us may be closer to 30, but we're in our 20s. We have a lot of life to live. And one of the biggest regrets that I'm trying to avoid is the whole aspect of, man, I really could have did this, but I was scared to. Man, I really could have did that, but I didn't want to do it because I was scared of failure. I'm learning more and more as I grow that transparency is key and understanding my limitations are also key. And I think a lot of people struggle, like, understanding your limitations isn't downing yourself. It's understanding what you're able to do at this very time, this very time, this time slot, this snapshot of time, what are you able to do? Obviously, I'm not able to buy a yacht right now, right? But that doesn't mean I won't be able to do that in the future. It's all up to whether or not, how hard are you willing to work for it? I'm not going to say you're cliche, work hard gets you this, that, and the third. No, believing in yourself and putting in the work does. Faith without works is dead. And when we talk about transitions I'm having to deal with, a lot of you that are close to me know I actually lost my job at a work from home job. And it wasn't even that I got fired or anything like that. I had to quit them because I realized I was stuck in a really, really nasty loop. I was in a system where I felt like nothing was changing. My mental health was taking a hit, and I felt like I needed a change. What that change brought? Well, before I got the current job I had to be humble. So what did that mean? When jobs were, you know, rejecting my applications, they weren't even looking at my resume. I was getting the company rejections I was getting were literally within a day's time. I applied the next day, they would tell me they're not interested. So I did what I had to do. And what was that? I went to Walmart. I am someone with 3 years of customer service, and I was making the minimum at Walmart. I had to watch other people make more money than me, knowing that I was better than them. And that's no disrespect or arrogance, but when you watch people who you know are not as qualified as you make more money than you or be in a better situation, you have to kind of get beside yourself and say, okay, so what am I doing internally that's not right? Instead of looking over at them, which is something, I won't even lie to you guys, that's something I have done in the past. Whereas now I'm kind of moving towards more of this transparency era where I do more self-reflection within and understand what can I do to improve my situation. So I took that on the chin. I was making $14 an hour. For reference, I was making $15.60 at my previous job. That's $100 to $160 gone from my check. I was getting paid weekly. I went from that to bi-weekly, so that money is gone. And I went from a guaranteed 40 hours to maybe 30, maybe 38 hours. More money gone. This is a very humbling experience for someone who's used to balancing. I had to refinance, like figure out how I'm gonna work my finances and stuff like that. And that's okay. A lot of people would have panicked in that situation. And I would be lying to you if I told you I didn't have anxiety issues about how I was going to afford this and how I was going to afford that. But I have such a strong tribe behind me, friends and family alike. And I honestly can't thank them enough. One person that really came through for me, and she doesn't even know it, is my roommate. Bree, if you're listening, you came through for me in several ways, and I won't ever not appreciate that. Bijan, you came through for me in several ways. I can't appreciate that enough from you guys. I have such a strong support system between my mom, family, friends, and everything in between. And I genuinely can't thank y'all enough, because during that time period, I was mentally closed off, and that's not something that I recommend to my viewers, especially my male listeners. Don't ever shut yourself off to the point where you become numb to the work you're doing. It affects your quality, it affects your productivity, it affects your efficiency. You come to work kind of prepared to just do the work itself and not actually want to be there. People can tell, people can see that, and it affects the work that you do. When it comes to transitions, I'm no stranger to them. I'm a guy who was in college during the pandemic. I had to change. I had to adapt. And if you don't adapt, you'll get ate up out here. Other transitions that I've had to make in the past are as simple as, I don't really mention my situation that often to you guys, but as people close to me know, I'm not with the mother of my child. So we're in an era of co-parenting where it's not necessarily I'm on child support or anything like that, but we help each other raise this child that we have. My little girl is my world. I want the best for her. And me, I won't sit up and lie to you guys again. I preach transparency and say me and the mother of my child's relationship has always been the greatest. We definitely haven't always seen eye to eye, but I do have to thank that woman for what she's been able to do when I wasn't able to do it. And you know, she's a great mom. I won't ever take nothing away from her in that aspect. Our relationship has improved very tremendously in terms of our communication. And all it took was time and growth. And I think that's kind of what gets lost within our generation, Gen Z. We have to realize that, y'all, we're the future. We're going to be the ones making the laws and stuff. We're going to be the cooks at the barbecue. So we need to know what raw meat looks like and what it don't. You feel me? Like, we need to know these things. And we have to be the generation that says, hey, we're not going to push generational curses down on our kids. We're not going to do this for the younger generation. Our older generation is kind of in that loop of they didn't realize this was wrong because it's been taught and allowed for so long. And I'm not saying that makes that right, but the older I get, I kind of understand. Like, I've said some things to older people and it didn't hit them until it hit them. You feel me? Like, if you've ever pointed out a way for them to do something more efficiently, they'll reject it at first, and then they'll kind of, if they're a sensible person and they're not too stuck in their ways, they'll kind of look and learn. Some older people are willing to learn. You just have to, it's your approach that matters. And I've noticed that. And honestly, I'm not a huge fan of other generations, but I am learning to fully appreciate them for what they are. My lighter's not working. I'm trying to light a candle in here. But transitions in general, I'm getting a little off topic, I apologize. But transitions, the mother of my child moved out of state, which means I had less time to see my child as part of our co-parenting agreement. Now, some people can't accept this change, and rightfully so. That's your child, you're owed that time. Me, I worked with the mother of my child and we were able to work something out. She is now back in state, of course, but that's just a prime example of transitions that may not be favorable for you. Sometimes a lot of people I've noticed, and this is more geared towards the work from home scene, a lot of people are scared of that work from home scene, even though these people are gonna pay you what you deserve. They're gonna do this, they're gonna do that, they're gonna take care of you. I work for a company now that actually, I feel like, actually cares about me. And it's not just in, you know, the stuff that they've given me to this point, it's in general. I feel like I am cared for. And I've never had that. I've only had that feeling one time in one other job. And even then, I only made $9 an hour. But they made me feel like I was wanted. I'm one of those people, I can be the hardest worker ever for you, right? And I just want to feel respected. I want to feel like I'm wanted. I don't want to feel like another number. And with a lot of these companies, they don't care. It's just straight like that. We need to normalize leaving jobs that do not care about us if the money is not money. Don't get me wrong, you can't be sensitive. Like, if they don't want to do certain things, like, oh, give me 7 days off every week, but also make sure my check is full. No. But if we're talking about just a company that actually cares about your mental health, the state that you're in, all of that, you need to work with them, of course. I think a lot of people in this time period are scared to take those leaps to start their own business, to start this, start that. If you need any sign to take that leap of faith, to get that new car, to get that new apartment, this is your sign. Is it going to be easy? No. It's only going to be as easy as you make it and the amount of work you put in behind making it that easy. To create change, you need a little change. Remember that. To create change, to get out of an environment you're in, sometimes you do need a little change. Sometimes you are going to have to miss out on those fun things. I've had to cut back on how I like to eat and do food reviews and everything of that nature because I want to create a better life for myself. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not as fun, of course. It's not as fun not going out every weekend, not getting to do this, not getting to do that. It's never as fun. But, and I say this with a huge but, what are you doing for your long-term success in this era? What are you doing to make sure your transition is as smooth as possible? It could be a rock bottom. You can get slammed into your transition, or you can ease into it. The choice is ultimately yours. I don't like to stay in situations that drain me of my energy. I don't like to be in situations where I cannot move as freely as I like to. And when you stay in those type of situations, you become a part of that system. You lose your ambitions. You lose your drive. I can't afford to lose my drive. That is the cause of why this podcast episode is so far spaced from the last one. I allowed a company to take that from me. I allowed them to take my drive. They didn't take it by force. I gave it to them. I gave them my motivation. And in exchange, they gave me complacency. You're okay working like this. You don't have to be more than this. And I'm here to tell you that's not okay. I realized it over the last couple months, even while I'm in training for my new job, which is a lot better than what I had previously, that it's okay to adapt. It's okay to change. We're human chameleons. A year from now, I could be an intake specialist. I could be the one making sure your grandmother, your auntie, whoever has the proper room and everything of that nature. Being open to change is the biggest key to success in terms of growth. You have to be open to change. You have to be open to innovation. You have to be open to looking at different ways and angles of doing things. If you are not, the future will come and you will be behind. I'd like to thank everyone here for listening. Be sure to follow me on all of my social media. It is in the description below. Y'all have a wonderful day. I made my money, but to my audience, I'm still attached. It's like I know the whole world just want that feeling back. Yeah, preach. I just came to terms, realize I'm just here to teach. Flaw ain't I just failed the test about last week. Readjust and make sure that you watch out for a leech. Said I do my best, I had a moment and I...